Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. A different opening this month because, like it or hate it, it's that time of year to dust off the festive music. Part one of the show will feature electronic organists, and part two will be the turn of theatre organists. Bill Ryder with Silver Bells of the Kimball Xanadu model from a 1982 recording. Bang up to date, here's Stan Coyoma with a slightly different arrangement of Sleigh Ride. Thank you. Stan Kioma at the Roland Atelier AT900C and a track from his latest CD titled Play It Again, Sam. Well, here's the master of the eminent Grand Theatre organ, His Eminence himself, John Mann, with that delightful theme from The Snowman. Is Yamaha's popular demonstrator James Sargent at the OSR 300 keyboard to get the party rocking with Merry Christmas, everyone. From one of his earliest recordings, this is the great Jackie Davis and a lovely Hammond organ-styled arrangement of The Christmas Song. From the sound of an instrument that first saw the light of day in the 30s to one of today's high-tech, high-spec organs, the Versi Luva. Here's the lovely Claudia Hirschfeld with Mozart's Ave Verum. Thank you. Long before he became the famed organist for the New York Yankees, Eddie Layton had many recordings to his credit, and here's a track from one of those early ones. And I'll Be Home for Christmas. And although this next track is called Blue Christmas, I'm sure that won't be the case for organist Chris Powell and his family. And Chris is now seated at his Roland Atelier AT-80SL.
Mm-hmm.
there's a chance of including a new festive item, then you can bet your life I'll do just that. This one does go back to 1988, when Glyn Maddon recorded it on Yamaha organ. But how many of you have heard of the Dance of the Snowmen? Programme of Christmas music be without this old favourite played in the inimitable and sadly missed style of Lenny D. is a traditional pair of carols played by Bob Ralston at the gorgeous Grand Barton Organ in the Granada Theatre, Kansas City. Caroling, caroling through the snow, and the Star Carol. Traditional carols played there by Bob Ralston from his CD It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, which just happens to be the first track in the next medley played by Robert Wolfe at the Thursford Wurlitzer. The other two tunes being That's What I'd Like for Christmas and The Christmas Waltz. Next comes the great George Wright with a little number he calls Alice in Reindeer Land, but which the sleeve notes state is actually some valley music by De Leaves. In the first half of the programme we had the Dance of the Snowmen, and now it's the turn of a bunch of cheeky penguins. Here's Dr. Kevin Morgan at the former Granada television studio Wurlitzer taking the floor with The Penguins Dance. Thank you. reviving memories of those days when Nicholas Martin at the Wurlitzer and Ian Darlington on Yamaha and percussion entertained the crowds at Turner's musical merry-go-round in Northampton. A medley of three there, Merry Christmas Everybody, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, and Winter Wonderland. Now, I'm told that one of the most spectacular Christmas shows takes place each year around this time in the famous Radio City Music Hall in New York. So I thought it would be a nice idea to try and recreate a slice of history with some archive recordings which feature the Radio City Music Hall Orchestra and Chorus under the direction of Raymond Page, with Dick Liebert at the fabulous 58 Rank Wurlitzer. So why don't we leave the New York shoppers doing their last-minute bargain hunting and enjoy the show in the warmth and comfort of this beautiful Art Deco theatre.
Christmas, Merry 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 Christmas.
And from all of us here at Organ First Radio, a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.